弟兄姊妹听啊，我们讲到之前，我们一起祷告。阿爸父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，让我们能够靠着耶稣基督的宝血，今天一起来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Abba Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. It's because of you that we may come before you and worship.
主，我就求主你的圣灵带领我们今天的敬拜。
Oh Lord, may your spirit lead our worship today.
使我们能听的耳朵，能明白的心。
So that we can give us an ear that we can listen and a heart we may understand.
用你的真道来改变我们的生命。
So maybe you are your truth and be our God.
因为我们人的改变，人能信靠你，那是福音的大能。
Because when we can change, it's only because of great power of the gospel.
主，我谢谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
大家有圣经打开马可福音第一章，我们今天是从第九节到第十三节。
Would you turn your Bible to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 1? Today we'll be studying from verses 9 to 13.
上一次我们一起从马可福音第一章一到八节看到弥赛亚的先行者施洗约翰，他应验旧约，那么他奉圣父神的差遣，他来到旷野，那么在约旦河旁传悔改的喜。
Last time we studied from chapter 1 verses 1 through 8, we saw the forerunner of John the Baptist. He was preaching in the wilderness.
那么很多很多人呢，就从犹太全地和耶路撒冷去到他那里，承认他们的罪，受他的喜。
Many, many people who went to Jordan from Jerusalem and confessed their sins and were baptized by John the Baptist.
他也公开的实实在在的告诉他们，在他之后要来一位能力更大的，这位能力更大的要由圣灵给他们施洗。
He also told them honestly that there would be one person come after him. He is much mightier than him, and who will be baptized by the Holy with the Holy Spirit.
我们可以一起想一个场景。
So we can imagine the scene.
约翰站在离约旦河岸不远的水里，许多人一个接一个的来到他的面前，接受他的洗礼。
So John stood in the water of the river Jordan. People come to him one after another to be baptized.
我想他不会二话不说，不管谁来，按到水里面就给他施洗。
I don't think he would baptize anyone who just come to him.
他一定会看着他们走过来，然后会问他，你是否承认自己是个罪人，你是否愿意悔改。
So he must have watched them coming over to him and ask him, are you confessing yourself as a sinner and are you repenting your sin?
当他们做出肯定的回答时，他就会给他们施洗。
If they answer him affirmatively, he will baptize them.
在上次讲道中，不是大家还是否记得，许多法利赛人和律法师也来到这里受他，要受他的洗，但是他不但拒绝给他们施洗，而且斥责他们是毒蛇的种类。
So I don't know if you remember last time we talked about there are many Pharisees and the scribes. They came wanting him to baptize them, but he refused and rebuked them as the group of the wicked.
因为他们认为自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是神的子民，不承认他们是罪人。
Because they consider themselves as descendants of Abraham, and also they are children of God, therefore they do not consider themselves as sinners.
让我们再回到约翰施洗的场景，当他一个一个接待这些来受洗的人时
，Let's go back to see when John the Baptist.Received each one of them.
忽然他一抬头定睛一看，一个人带着微笑和柔和的目光正向他慢慢的走来。
So he looked up and there's one person who came to him slowly with a smile.
此时的约翰不知做什么才好，只好 呆站在那里。
So this time, at this time, John doesn't know what to do, so he just stood there.
马太福音三章十四节告诉我们，约翰想要拦住他。
So in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, John, it tells us that John wanted to stop him.
那么我们可以思想一下，约翰为什么有这样的表现？他到底是看到了什么？
So we need to think, why did John express that, and what did he really see?
从今天的信息中，我们或许可以找到答案。
Maybe we can find the answer in today's message.
那么今天的题目就叫以赛亚的写信。那么从今天的信息中呢，我们会明白这样一个主题。
So the topic today is the appearance of a Messiah. So maybe through the sermon we can reflect this topic.
就是圣子顺服圣父的差遣、装备和考验，预备他在地上的救赎之功。
So this is the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which equipped him and tested him to prepare him for his ministry.
那这里的圣子就是弥赛亚。
So here is.The Son is Messiah.
我要从三个方面来思考这个主题。
I would consider this topic from three different perspectives.
弥赛亚尽诸般的义，弥赛亚彰显他的身份，弥赛亚经历考验。
So Messiah fulfilled his all righteousness. Messiah manifested his identity, and Messiah exercised the test.Experience the test.
我们先看第一节，弥赛亚尽诸般的义，这是第九节。
So verse 9 is the first section. The Messiah fulfilled all righteousness.
我们一起看第九节。
Let's read verse 9 together.
那时，耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。
In those days, Jesus came from the Nazareth of Galilee.And was baptized by John in the river Jordan.
这一节经文其实这只是对弥赛亚的到来和受洗的一个概括。
So this one verse covers the coming of the Messiah and his baptism.
我们可以从其他福音书中找到一些地点。
From other gospels, we could find same messages.
马太福音三章十三到十四节告诉我们，当下耶稣从加利利来到约翰，来到约翰约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”
So in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 15, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him.John would have prevented him saying, I need to be baptized by you, and then you come to me.
从这里我们会明白，当约翰看见一个人向他走来，要受他的洗，他就不知道如何是好。
From here we can see, John saw a person who came to him and want him to baptize, but he didn't know what to do.
这是因为约翰认识他。他看到向他走来的就是他向人们宣告的那位在他以后要来的。
That's because John knew who the person is. He is the one he has been proclaiming, the one who's coming later.
他是弥赛亚，是那位受膏者，是那位拯救罪人的基督。他给他，他连给他这鞋带他也觉得不配。
So he is the Messiah.He is the Christ, the anointed one. He is the Redeemer. For John, not even worthy to tie his shoelaces.
约翰知道他是给愿意悔改的罪人施洗，而耶稣没有任何的罪。此时他要受他的洗，他怎么敢当呢？
So John was going to baptize only the sinners, and he does not have any sin. So how can he baptize him?
所以他说我该受你的洗，你反倒上来上我这里来吗？
So that's why he said, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?
所以呢，他也向所有在场的人宣告，这就是在他之后要来并要求圣灵给他们施洗的那一位。
So he also in publicly announcing that he is the one who's coming to baptize you with the Spirit.
他就是旧约中预言的，他们一直盼望的弥赛亚，他们的救主。
So he is the Messiah mentioned in the Old Testament. That's what the Jews has been expecting.
那么约翰福音一章二十九节，约翰这样说：“看哪、啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
So in John 1:29, it says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming, said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.'" Who takes away the sin of the world?
我们可以看到约翰在此处呢，他有一种左右为难的状况。
So here we can see John is placed in the place in the point that he can doesn't know what to do.
一方面他知道耶稣是弥赛亚，是受膏者，是基督，是他的救主。
So on one hand, he knew Jesus is the Messiah. They are anointed and he is the Savior.
他也知道耶稣是神的羔羊，没有瑕疵，也就是他没有罪。
So he also knew that Jesus is the Lamb of God without blemish and no sin.
他谈不上悔改，他是除去罪人罪孽的。
So he came to get rid of the sin for the world.
他所做的是悔，而约翰自己知道，他所做的是悔改的洗，使罪得赦。他没有资格给他给耶稣施洗，他该受耶稣的洗。
So John knew that he was baptizing for repentance, and he's not qualified to baptize Jesus.
另一方面，他知道耶稣是救赎主，他应当顺服他。
So on the other hand, he knew that Jesus is the Savior, and he should preach him.
我们看接下来发生了什么。
So let's see what happened next.
正当约翰左右为难时，马太福音三章二十五节告诉我们，耶稣回答说：“你暂时许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他。
So just at that time when he was having difficulty, Jesus said to him.You also baptize me in fulfill all righteousness.
这里主耶稣似乎在告诉约翰，我们现在不是他神学的时候。你相信我，你感谢给我施洗，这是我必须做的，是为了尽诸般的义。你以后会明白。
So here it seems that Jesus is talking to John, say this is not time for us to discuss the theology.You just need to baptize me so we can fulfill all righteousness and you will understand later.
弥赛亚要所做的，弥赛亚要做所有信他之人的救主，他不但要担当我们一切的罪，他还要尽一切的义。
So the Messiah is coming, not only he's going to take all our sins, he has also fulfilled all righteousness.
而且要把他所成就的义呢加在所信他之人的身上，使我们心信他而被称为义。
So he will also impute his righteousness to all those who believe in him so they may have his righteousness.
也就是他不但要为我们的罪死在十字架上，担当我们的罪及罪的后果，而且为了成就这一切的义，他必须活出一个完全顺服的生命。
So not only is he come die on the cross and fulfill the righteousness, he also have to live a life that's completely obedient.
这样他才能把他的义加在那些信他之人的身上。
Only by doing this, he can impute his righteousness on those who believe in him.
所以这是一种双向的交流，我们把他们的这是双向的交流，我们把我们一切的罪和罪的后果加在了耶稣基督的身上。
So by doing this, we have put all our sins and the consequences of our sins onto Christ.
而基督呢，把他的义加在了我们的身上。
And Christ imputed his righteousness on us.
这样当我们在最后审判的日子站在神面前时，神所看到的是基督加在我们身上的义，不是罪，乃是从基督而来的义。
So when we faceGod in the last days. What God sees is Jesus' righteousness imputed on us. He did not see our sins.
我们可以把基督就是我们做这样一个类比。
So we can make a comparison of the righteous of Jesus.
假设你从一家银行借了10万美金，你要用你的工资还你的10万贷款和利息。
So if you borrowed $100,000 from this bank, you have to repay your loan with interest.
现在你突然失去了工作，没有收入。你必须在规定时间内还清这些借款，否则你就是进监狱。
So now you lost your job, you don't have any income, but yet you still have to pay back your debt, otherwise you will be in prison.
但是现在呢，你有一位很富有的朋友，他的产业无穷，看到你的困境，他愿意为你还清所有的债。
But at this time you have a very rich friend who knows your situation, who is willing to pay all your debts.
而且他愿意邀请你和他一起经营他的产业。
He also invites you to inherit to the inheritance with him together.
他不但救你不受牢狱之苦，他还使你在他的产业中有份。
Not only he saves you from the prison, he also lets you to have a share of the inheritance.
其实这就是弥赛亚，我们的救主耶稣。他不但担当我们的罪，还把他的义加在我们的身上。
So this is the Messiah, our Lord Jesus. He not only took our sins, but also imputed his righteousness for us.
不但如此，他也又收纳我们成为他的儿女，使我们在他的产业中有份。
He also received us to be his children, so we may have a portion in his inheritance.
所以，如果你问一位基督徒，耶稣基督为你做了什么？他可能会说，他为我死在十字架上，担当了我的罪和罪的后果。
So, if you ask a Christian, what did Jesus do for you? He may answer that he died on the cross for me and redeemed me from sin.
他回答的对吗？
Did he answer you right?
他说的是对，但是他只回答了一半。
He was correct, but he only said half of the truth.
他不但担当了信他之人的罪和罪的后果，还把他的义加在了信他之人的身上，使他们因信称义。
Not only he bore the sin and the consequences, he also gave them his righteousness, so they can have his be saved.
耶稣作为弥赛亚，为了成就救赎之功，他要服从一句每一句父神的吩咐，遵循每一条律法和神赐给他子民的每一个要求。
So Jesus, who come, who has to obey all the commandments of the Lord.
即使他不是罪人，他愿意受约翰的洗，将自己与罪人同等。
Even though he is not a sinner, he is willing to take the baptism from John and to be considered as a sinner.
他做这一切的目的是为了尽诸般的义。
He did all of this is to fulfill all the righteousness.
生命记第六章25节告诉我们，我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。
In Deuteronomy 6:25 it says, and it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all this commandment.Before the Lord, our God, as He has commanded us.
从这里我们看到，弥赛亚解诫的时候，他首先是服从父神的差遣，尽诸般的义。
So here we can see, when the Messiah appears, first thing he has to do is follow the obedience, be obedient to God to fulfill all righteousness.
那弥赛亚解诫的第二件事，是他彰显他自己的身份。
So the second thing that the Messiah had to do was to manifest his identity.
这是在第十章和十一章。
This is
第十节。
I'm sorry.
这是在第十节到十一节。
It's verse 10 and 11.
我们一起看第十节到第十一节。
Let's look at verse 10 and 11.
他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And when he came up, out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased."
那么从这两节经文中，我们看到这里用了四个连词。
So you can see there are four connections.
一什么就什么，并且什么又什么，这表示四件连续发生的事情。
So this really just to describe things that continue a sequence to occur.
所以这里英文中有一个 and， 那么中文它没有翻译出来。
The English verse started with the and, but was not translated in Chinese.
那么前三件事。从水里上来，贴裂开，圣灵掉在他身上，是能看见的。
So the thing that happened followed is that he came up from the water, and the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit descended on him.
那么最后一件事，有声音从天上来说：“这是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”这是能听见的。
So the last one.It says, a voice came from heaven. You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased. This is people can hear.
也就是说，弥赛亚是用两种方式来彰显他的身份，就是视觉的，还有听觉的。
So that means the Messiah used our senses of hearing and seeing for his identity.
圣经中很少有三个神的位格，圣父、圣子、圣灵一起出现的场面，这里就是最明显的一处。
There are rarely in the Bible that have the three personalities of the Godhead appear, and this is one perfect example.
圣经，圣父差遣圣子来到世界，圣子首先接受洗礼。
So the God the Father sent God the Son.To the world, and the Son first receive baptism.
洗礼中，圣灵降临在圣子的身上，圣父亲自宣告圣子的身份，并且称圣称，并且称赞圣子的作为。
So on the Holy Spirit descending on the Son, and the Father who make a proclaiming of the Son also praise him.
这里第十节里面，这里面有个词叫裂开。
On the verse 10, torn open.
那么这个词呢，在马可福音中只用了两次。
This word only used twice in the book of Mark.
除了这里用了一次，另一处在马可福音15章38节，当主耶稣基督在十字架上用完了他最后一口气的时候，完成他在地上的救赎时，垫子的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
So it was used in Mark to describe on.When Christ died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn open from top to down.
那么这两处都是表示一种超自然的、极为重大的事件发生了。
So at these two occasions, it describes a supernatural event that happened.
这次是圣灵从天降在弥赛亚身上，高他、装备他，为他在地上的救赎之功做好预备的工作。
So the Holy Spirit descended on him to anoint him, to equip him so he can perform the earthly ministry.
这也是以赛亚书第42章1节的应验。看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
This was also written in Isaiah 42:1.Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations.
所以从我们所当事人所看到的，就表明这位接受洗礼的是弥赛亚，是神的儿子。
So now we can see the one who is receiving the baptism is the Messiah, the Son of God.
那我们再看第11节。
Let's go to verse 11.
又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。这乃是圣父的声音，他宣告了在圣父和圣子之间这种奇妙的难以形容的爱。
And a voice came from heaven. That's the voice of God the Father. Here it describes the wonderful love between God the Father and God the Son.
他也表达了圣父对圣子即将开始的救赎之功的完全赞许，以及对圣子愿意成为新约的中保和代赎羔羊的喜悦。
So here it also represents the God the Son who's willing to be the mediator for man, between man and God.
这个宣告对真正信靠耶稣的基督徒也是一个很大的安慰。
So this proclamation is a great comfort for believers.
在我们生活的各个方方面面，我们会有软弱，我们会有缺点，我们本就是不完全的罪人。
So in our life,We are not perfect. We have weaknesses.
那么弟兄姊妹们，当我们处在这种情形时，我们一定要知道。
So when we, brothers and sisters, at this situation, we should know.
当我们遇到困境时，当我们犯罪时，我们有时会气馁，有时也会沮丧，有时我们就会觉得没有指望。
So when we run into trouble, difficulty, sometimes we feel despair.Sometimes we feel this hopeless.
那我们，但是我们在这样的时候，我们一定要知道，天父看待我们，就像他所爱的儿子耶稣基督。
But at this time, we need to know, God the Father look at us as if He's looking at His Son.
因为我们在基督里，父神是透过基督看我们的。
So we are in Christ, and the Father look at us through Christ.
因为基督他拿走了我们的罪，赐给我们他的义。所以父神看我们是没有瑕疵的。
So because Christ took away our sin and imputed us His righteousness, so God the Father see us as unblemished.
加拉太书三章二十七节告诉我们，你们受洗归入基督的，都是替代基督了。
So in Galatians chapter 3, it says that all of us who are in Christ.
雅各四章七节告诉我们，我的佳偶，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
So in the Song of Songs, it's chapter 4, verse 7 says, You are altogether beautiful, my love, there's no flaw in you.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不能通过这几节经文，通过这个真理，我们给自己犯罪找任何的借口和根据。
We need to know, of course, just because of those verses, we have no excuses for our sin.
我们应该被这样的话来鼓励我们爱主的心。
So those verses should encourage us to have a love for the Lord.
当你这样为了信诸般的义，受了约翰的洗。
When Messiah was baptized by John to fulfill all righteousness,
他又应验先知的预言，也受了圣灵的膏，也得到了父神的赞许。
So he fulfilled the promises of the prophet. He also fulfilled the anointing by the God the Father.
在我们看来，他就可以开始他在地上的事工了。
So in our viewpoint, he's ready.To begin his earthly ministry.
然而在他去公众中传道彰显他的大能时，他还要面对一场非常大的考验。
So as he began to go and to proclaim the truth, he's facing a great test.
也就是受魔鬼的试探，这就是我们要讲的第三点。
So this is the third point. He's going to be tempted by the devil.
这在最后两节，十二节到第十三节。
This is verse 12 and verse 13.
我们看一下这两节。
Let's read these two verses.
圣灵就把耶稣推到旷野去，他在旷野四十天受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同在一处，且有天使来伺候他。
The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan.And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him.
我们从旧约中可以知道，亚当和夏娃也受过魔鬼的试探。
So from the Old Testament, we knew that Adam and Eve were tempted by the devil.
但他们所处的环境和耶稣所处的环境是有极大的不同。
But their situation was greatly different from Jesus' situation.
亚当和夏娃是在伊甸园，那里美好舒适，有各样的食物，他也没有饥饿。
So they, for Adam and Eve, they were in the Garden of Eden, and they have all the beautiful trees, and they were not even hungry.
而且他们彼此为伴，没有孤独，又因为他们还没有罪，他们跟神也有美好的关系。
They have accompanied each other. They are not alone. They also were sinless, they have God's company as well.
我们再看耶稣所处的环境。
That's Jesus' situation.
他在偏僻的旷野，没有陪伴，完全的孤独，在他周围也是许多凶猛的野兽。
So he was in the wilderness. He was all by himself. There's no companion.And he also had wild animals around him.
而且根据马太福音和路加福音的记载，他四十昼夜没有吃任何食物，处于极度的饥饿之中。
So according to the records of Matthew and Luke, he was 40 days and 40 nights without food, and he is very hungry.
就在这样一种极度的孤独、肉体极度软弱时，魔鬼来到这里来试探他。
So at the moment of his great weakness, and Satan came to test him.
根据创世纪第三章一到五节
，According to Genesis chapter 3,
魔鬼是用一些带有诡计的问题来试探他。
Satan came with a lot of questions for him.
他只是说，神真的说过吗？你们吃了也没关系吗？只会更聪明。
So he says, did God really say that? If you eat it, you can even be wiser.
其实在创世纪二章十六到十七节，神明确地告诉过亚当，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because in chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, the Lord has commanded them, saying, You may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but the only one that you should not eat.
也就是说，现在摆在亚当和夏娃面前的问题是，你是否相信和愿意遵守神的话。
So the question is, for Adam and Eve, are you willing to trust God's words and believe in Him?
他们之所以堕落，是因为他们没有遵行神的话。
They fell because they did not obey God's words.
我们再来看撒旦是怎么样来试探耶稣的。
Let's see how did Satan test Jesus.
虽然这两节没有有详细的记载，但是马太福音四章三到十节，我们一起来看一下。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 4.
第三节到第十节。
Verses 3 to verses 10.
我把这几节经文读一下。
Matthew 4.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼又带他上了一座极高的山，将世界的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，再要侍奉他。于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候他。
So, you want me to read it? Okay. In Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 3, and the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. But he answered, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone.But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone. Jesus said to him, Again, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, All this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, Be gone, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him.
从这段经文我们可以看出, 解俩是试探, 魔鬼是, 首先是说, 如果你是神的儿子, 然后说, 你可以把石头变为饼, 你就可以, 你可以从殿上跳下去, 你现在就做给我看。
So here you can see the first two, if you are son of God, you can turn the loaves of bread from the stone. You can fall from here. That's the tent.
其实撒旦现在是在说, 你为, 你作为神的儿子, 你为什么在这旷野忍受饥饿, 孤独的痛苦, 你可以随便做一切的事, 为什么你要这么不做呢?
So Satan is actually saying, if you are son of God, why are you be so hungry in the wilderness? You can do anything you wish. Why don't you do it?
我们也可以看到, 撒旦也用了一些经文, 但他却是断章取义。
So we know that Satan used some scripture, but they were taken out of context.
而耶稣呢, 总是用相应的经文来回击撒旦。
And Jesus responded with responsive word, scriptures to answer Satan.
他总是说, 经上记着说,
He always says, it is written.
所以他总是用神的话语来回击撒旦的挑战。
So he used God's words to respond to the temptation.
他是要告诉撒旦, 为了完成救赎之功, 我完全要顺服父神的吩咐, 你完全不明白圣经, 你也不明白救赎的奥秘。
So in other words, Jesus says, to complete the redemption, I must completely obey God, and you, as Satan, do not know the Bible, you do not know God.
所以撒旦看见前两招没有得逞, 他又用物质的财富来诱惑耶稣。
So Satan saw that he failed twice, so he used the last one.
这是他没有使用经文, 却要耶稣拜他来弃绝神。
He didn't use any scripture, but he wanted Jesus to worship him.
但是神, 但耶稣呢, 同样是用神的吩咐来回击撒旦。
But once again, Jesus used God's words to respond.
说经上记着说, 当拜主你的神, 当然要侍奉他。
So it says, it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
耶稣是在告诉撒旦, 神吩咐过, 不可在他面前有别的神, 要单单拜他侍奉他。
So Jesus is telling Satan, God has commanded there should be no God before him, and he is the only one to worship.
如果我听了你就是拜偶像, 我就是在背叛父神的旨意。
If I listen to you, worship you, then I'm worship idol, I'm disobeying God's command.
尽管我现在孤独, 饥饿, 痛苦, 那么父神的吩咐是不可违背的。
Even though I'm lonely, I'm hungry, but I cannot disobey God's commands.
所以在最后一句告诉我们, 当撒旦离开耶稣以后, 有天使来伺候他。
So the last verse is, when Satan left him, angels came and were ministering to him.
这告诉我们, 神知道他儿女所经历的一切, 他也知道我们能承受多少, 他永远不会丢弃我们。
So God, this tells us, God knows what his children are suffering, and he also will never desert them.
那么从今天的信息中我们看到, 当弥赛亚显现时, 他没有召集人来举行一个大会, 向众人宣告他是谁。
So now we see from the passage, when Messiah appeared, he didn't call for a great meeting to to announce who he is.
法尔和罪人一同来到约旦河，受罪人的洗，尽诸般的义。
Yet he came with all the sinners to Jordan and to be baptized and to fulfill all the righteousness.
他也没有召集他的门徒大摆宴席，马上开始他的事工。
He didn't call for all his disciples to have a banquet and to begin the ministry.
反而在旷野忍受40昼夜的饥饿，周围有凶猛的野兽，受魔鬼的试探，最后击退魔鬼。
So he went to the wilderness and with all the wild animals and facing the temptation and he defeated Satan.
他说这些事情都是为了我们的好处。
He did all this for our benefits.
但愿我们因主为我们所做的一切，激励我们更爱他的心。
May what God has done, the Lord has done for us, stir up our love for Him.
更愿意遵行他的吩咐，用心灵诚实来侍奉他，敬拜他。
To obey His commands and worship Him in truth and in spirit.
让他的爱在我们中间彰显，让他的旨意成就在我们的身上。
May His love shine in us and may His will be fulfilled in us.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你在这个特别的日子把你的儿女聚在这里来敬拜你。
Father, we thank you for your grace at this time, and we were able to come and worship you.
感谢你告诉我们，主，你为我们所做了什么。
We thank you for telling us what the Lord has done for us.
主，你就让我们真的来明白你告诉我们的话。
Oh Lord, let us truly understand what you have said to us.
让我们因着你的爱，因着你在十字架上所成就的，因着你在旷野所受的试探，一切的痛苦，让我们真的是来敬拜你，来爱你。
May that because of what you have accomplished, the temptation you have faced, and spare us to worship you and to love you.
主，愿你透过你的道，透过你的圣灵，来改变每个你儿女的生命。
May you change all your children's life through your spirit.And through your word.
让我们每日都能过成圣的生活，来荣耀你的名。
So that we may live except by the life to glorify you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.